This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Right now, in a well-catered conference room at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you've got speechwriters gathered around the table, scribbling on legal pads, pounding on laptops, putting the finishing touches on tonight's State of the Union address. If you had a seat at that table, what would you recommend that President Trump say tonight? 701-258-0550 to answer that question. What would you recommend that President Trump say tonight? 800-228-0550. What would you urge him not to say? Mr. President, let's not even go there. Let's just not even go there tonight. What would be off the table? I love politics when it connects with real people. I hate politics when it's about the swamp and, you know, big lobbyists and people entrenched in their position as a staffer or member of Congress thinking they know best. That's why I love conversations like this, to know what in your gut, what you want more than anything. The deepest desires of your heart, what do you want the president to say tonight? What do you want him to take up? What do you want him to do? You're at that table. You tell us. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You know, I agree with 99.9% of everything Trump's done his first year related to policy. It's we're seeing it work in so many areas here in North Dakota and other places. There's no doubt about it. And it's so hard to break through and just factually explain the impact some of these things have, because you have an enormous enterprise, the swamp, the Democrats, the mainstream media, all in one, just absolutely flailing like there's no tomorrow to try and take the president out. And in that environment, it's hard to really bust through all the noise and really see somebody for who they are. I think this president, from everything I can gather from people that are the closest to him, have been around him, have advised him over the years, I'll never forget his son, Donald Trump Jr., at the Republican convention in Cleveland, saying, "For my father, impossible is just a starting point." Everything in his real estate development career, and now his political career, bear that as a factual statement. And who better to tackle the biggest problems than someone who says, impossible, that's just where we begin. Somebody tells you, not a chance, impossible, won't happen. Good, let's go to work. Roll up the sleeves. Give me that problem. I think that there would be more people in states besides North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, South Dakota, Alabama, Oklahoma, Idaho, Montana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Alaska. Those are the top 10. You account for a tie between North Dakota and Wyoming for second for the most approval. I think other states, and I don't know really what to explain there, how to say, how is it that, you know, those are states where I guess you just say there's a lot of real people, you know, and not that there are not real people in District Columbia, but it's D.C., it's the swamp, they don't ever go up or down based on the economy. They always go up because it's the swamp. Vermont, Massachusetts, Hawaii, California, Maryland, New York, Connecticut, those are the bottom 10. What would he have to say tonight that would cause District of Columbia, Vermont, Massachusetts, Hawaii, California, Maryland, New York to join the North Dakotas, the South Dakotas, the West Virginias, do you think? In my mind, if you could actually know he is who he is versus what they say he is, and I don't know how you do that. The guy's clearly a great dad. He's raised some, you know, wicked smart kids who love the guy a whole lot. He's had incredible accomplishments, yet he's just absolutely hated. So how do you break through that? Or do you even care? Does it even matter? What do you want him to say tonight? You're at the table, Todd. Have you got anything on your list? Todd's always at the table. He's always at the table. Legal pad in hand, scribbling, pounding on a laptop.
I like what the one texter just said. You know, get the budget balance. Keep cutting those taxes because that's, I love how the swamp has said, wow, no company's ever passed down the benefits of workers when taxes have been cut. And yet, look what's happened. How many companies have given employees $1,000 a head? I mean, we lost count of how many, right?
True that.
Keep it
and
coming.
The balanced budget amendment would be a good one. There's no doubt about that. In the world of politics, this event is the Super Bowl. It's a once-a-year opportunity when everyone who cares is watching. Every president uses that moment. Some to spin, like Jimmy Carter did in 1978.
Militarily, politically, economically, and in spirit, the state of our union is sound.
Not so much. The State of the Union address is notorious for big promises that don't always pan out. LBJ, 1964, remember when he declared war on poverty?
And this administration today, here and now, declares unconditional war on poverty in America.
That is a giant failed promise from old LBJ, because declaring war on poverty for LBJ and most Democrats is what it is to this day with most Democrats. More government handouts, more enabling of people. Big failure. How about Bill Clinton? He said America was no longer ruled by big government. 1996, listen.
We have worked to give the American people a smaller, less bureaucratic government in Washington. And we have to give the American people one that lives within its means. The era of big government is over.
I wish. Perhaps the most infamous promise, 1974. Richard M. Nixon attempted to debunk Watergate. Remember?
Time has come to bring that investigation and the other investigations of this matter to an end. 1 year of Watergate is enough.
Tricky Dick on Watergate, 1974. What do you want to hear from Donald Trump tonight? Jim and Fargo, your take. Go ahead, tell me.
Well, I'd like him to, I guess he probably can't address her in the cutting there, but to say, you know, in all my years, the most ridiculous statement I think I've ever heard anybody say is that getting $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 bonus is chicken feed and means nothing to people, like the brilliant one from California said yesterday. That shows how out of touch this human being is. So the people out there, the working people, $2,000 is a hell of a lot of money.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's when you
Scott
get to that point.
He is, but I mean, I'll take Scott. So.
Speaking of spin, I mean, there will be people in the gallery tonight that will be beneficiaries of the tax cut. So I think that messaging is going to be pretty strong throughout the whole thing. So. It's a good point, Jim. I'd counter that a little bit. What else do you want to hear tonight? 800-228-0550. You tell me. Power to the people, ladies and gentlemen. Todd mentioned a couple of texts. Tell Congress to balance a budget. Tax cuts were great. Yeah, a constitutional amendment to balance the budget would be fantastic. Absolutely.
Why? Fundamentally, how have we ever been any other way? Because you and I are expected to be operating on balanced budgets, right?
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Or at least be able to foot the bill for any deficit. How in the world did we ever set the country up where that's all right, just keep spending, we'll print more money, that's all right, don't worry about it.
And you should know that a lot of states are constitutionally mandated to balance the budget. North Dakota, one of them. It works.
Every state ought to be. I mean, it's just fundamental. You don't spend more money than you have coming in. If you need more money coming in, figure it out. Or
here's
spend
another.
Less you don't have. I don't get how we'd ever be any other way. I know we've been for years, but.
Texter says he should read the FISA corruption memo for the State of the Union. That'd be one way to get it out. Just read the whole darn thing. You tell us what you want to hear tonight. 258-0550. You can text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Senator Heitkamp's campaign is trying to spin away the fact that she had a little high five with Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor after that vote against babies feeling pain. Unbelievable. More coming up after this on What's On Your Mind. We'll have that and much more. Christy Nome of South Dakota, too. Stay tuned.
800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Crete, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and look for the duck.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the 2016 Watkins Wellness Award. They're champions in my book, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 will take care of you.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry.
You too can score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you and score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for the duck.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tonight, State of the Union address. You got a seat at the table. What do you want the president to talk about? What do you write into that speech? 800-228-0550. Let us know today on the program. We're brought to you in part by our friends at Dak Diesel. Dak Diesel and CJ's on the phone right now. Busy day today. What are you working on there, sir?
Well, you know, same old, same old. Just a few pickup trucks today, but I got a couple C12 Cat engines rolling in this week, so going to have some big overhauls going this week, and just doing pretty much the same thing I do down here every day, you know, taking care of customers and making sure they're going down the road and they're not going to have issues down the road. So
semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, any variety of diesel vehicles, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, you know, I get tractors, semi-trucks. Semi-trucks, you know, I probably I don't get them as much as the pickups, but, you know, if you look at consumers, there's way more pickup trucks on the road than there are semi-trucks. So, you know, it just kind of comes to show. But, you know, I specialize in diesel, so if you got a diesel engine, bring it down to me. I can fix the issue, or I can make sure that if you're worried about longevity or whatever, you know, I can take a look at it and, you know, definitely get you going and make sure that you'll get a lot of miles out of it. So,
a service center that specializes in diesel vehicles, and if it's been a long time since your diesel vehicle was serviced, you're like, hey, when was it? I can't even remember. Get it on into the experts at DAC Diesel. Find out more at DACDiesel.com or call them 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. Have a great day, sir.
Yes, you too, Scott. I will talk to you later.
We'll talk to you later. That's CJ DAC Diesel. Back on the What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 258-0550, 800-228-0550. The State of the Union address is tonight. Sometimes the commander-in-chief is the counselor-in-chief at these. Think back to a couple of occasions on that. Timing usually dictates that, obviously. Ronald Reagan, 1985, after the Challenger disaster. Listen.
Thank you for allowing me to delay my address until this evening. We pause together to mourn and honor the valor of our seven Challenger heroes, and I hope that we're now ready to do what they would want us to do. Go forward, America, and reach for the stars. We will never forget those brave seven, but we shall go forward.
We shall go forward. That was Ronald Reagan, 1985. Remember George W. Bush? Did a State of the Union following September 11, 2001?
We last met in an hour of shock and suffering. In four short months, our nation has comforted the victims, begun to rebuild New York and the Pentagon, rallied a great coalition, captured, arrested, and rid the world of thousands of terrorists, destroyed Afghanistan's terrorist training camps, saved the people from starvation, and freed a country from brutal oppression. My budget includes the largest increase in defense spending in two decades, because while the price of freedom and security is high, it is never too high. Whatever it costs to defend our country, we will pay.
George W. Bush, his first State of the Union address after 9/11, and still at that point, Counselor-in-Chief. What do you want from President Trump tonight? Scott in Burgess, Minnesota, tell me.
If I had one thing to tell the president, I would tell him to bring a large big-screen TV and play clips of Pelosi and Schumer touting how we need to have controlled immigration as they did years ago. And also, why not release the four-page FISA memo live himself, read it to the American public while he has our attention?
Wouldn't that be interesting? Go a little non-traditional, huh? Right in their face with the...
Well, you've got the American people gathered. You might as well make the most of it that you can. He gets picked on every minute of every day. This is just a few 1 hour of time that he has to pay him back.
Appreciate the call, Scott. Thanks. What do you want to hear from the president tonight? Some interesting suggestions. Texter says, do like Rush says, walk out, say what's been done is working, drop the mic. I think that grabbed the attention of the younger crowd. I'm not sure what would grab the attention of the younger crowd. I hope they care. I hope they're engaged. Hope they're paying attention. Here's somebody else said, I'm hoping he reads the entire memo in the State of the Union speech tonight. I would not put him past to address the memo and talk about it. Another says, tonight I want Trump to shame the Senate for not passing the 20-week abortion ban. That, again, referring to a vote last night in the Senate. They needed 60 votes on this to cut off debate and go to an actual vote on it. They didn't get 60 votes, in part because Senator Heidi Heitkamp voted no. Other Democrats, like Joe Manchin and Donnelly of Indiana, that are in tough races, they voted in favor of having the vote. She voted against it. Seconds after she voted last night on the Senate floor, I'm watching this and I can't even believe it. First of all, I'm disappointed that she voted no, like this texter, because I just don't know how you can be a pro-choice Democratic member of the Senate, as most are, and recognize you draw the line at some point, so when we know, science tells us they feel pain, let's draw the line there. But you can't even draw the line there. So not only does she vote no, Chuck Schumer comes over, and they do this high-five thing. I have it on my Facebook page. Todd shared it, too. Heitkamp campaign is calling it something different, but we'll talk more about this at the top of the next hour, but I agree with you. It's very disappointing. And Trump could raise that, because I think that's an issue that deserves a bigger stage. So, good suggestion. Dean in Bismarck, let's get your take on what you want to hear from the president tonight. Go ahead, Dean.
The other morning on the Fox News, this guy gets on there and tells this joke. He says that here Donald Trump and some other guys were out in the boat, goofing around, and all of a sudden one of the guys' hat blows off. So they stop the boat, and Donald Trump gets out there and walks in the water and gets the hat and brings it back into the guy. And the next day on the news, they go, Donald Trump can't swim.
Yeah, I've heard that joke before, but, you know, it's almost hard to laugh at because it's so darn true, isn't it, Dean? You know, it's just, I mean, it's reality. What you've just described is how the mainstream media operates towards the guy. No doubt about it. Some other texters here. Appreciate the call, Dean. Thank you. Jokes are welcome, too, on what you'd like the president to say. President ought to use that joke tonight. What the heck? Right? Lay that one on us, for crying out loud. I want to hear D.C. will live under every law they have passed for the rest of us. The wall will be finished within a year, and the tax code will be simplified the rest of the way. Kara Mund will increase the beauty and intelligence of the chamber by at least 400%. Miss America, amen. The guest tonight of Miss North Dakota, Miss America, the guest tonight of Senator John Hoeven. And Tommy Fisher is going to be the guest of Congressman Kevin Cramer. And he is, of course, from Fisher Industries, the folks that are one of four entities that have been selected to build prototypes for the wall. So, you know, immigration will play a part tonight. Good invites by both Congressman Cramer and Senator Hoeven. I forget who Senator Heitkamp's guest is, somebody with a union, as I recall. We'll find out and get you more details on that coming up. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Council Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Delta first. You want it done? You want it done right? One call does it all. Delta Constructors. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Eric is standing by waiting for your call right now. 406-250-8151. That phone rings a lot. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, pump jacks, set, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. They do it all. E&I services. DeltaConstructors.net to find out more or call them at 406-250-8151, and one call does it all to us, too, on What's on Your Mind. We appreciate your calls at 258-0550 or toll-free at 800-228-0550. John in South Dakota called with this yesterday. We celebrate our callers right here.
Lots of years ago when South Dakota voted to continue the slaughter of unborn children, that was proven to me by the people that I argued with. I am very pro-life. And a lot of them made the statement, well, I don't agree with it, but it's not my decision to make because I'm not a woman. You know, in the Bible, it tells you, thou shalt not kill. And that just doesn't mean, hey, women, thou shalt not kill. That means everybody, thou shalt not kill. I don't understand how a person can call themselves a Christian and continue to support people that allow abortion.
I love the depth of thinking that goes into this issue. I really do. And I know it's an issue that can make people uncomfortable. I respect that. But I think the fact that you're talking about, you know, something as important as that life, and he ties it back to the Ten Commandments, means it's worth you thinking about to make sure, am I getting this right? I don't want to just bury my head in the sand and get it wrong. So appreciate that. John, South Dakota, caller of the day from yesterday. You could be the caller of the day today. Call us at 800-228-0550. Here's somebody called during the break.
If it's true that the Democrats are going to have people in the audience from DACA that are not citizens, it'd be great if Trump would put somebody there that received their citizenship and basically break them up for how hard they worked to become citizens and how they took the oath and what it means to them, and have the other people sitting there as an example of what not to do.
All right, people that are there. When did that start, by the way? That's kind of a big part of it now. Different people, with different agendas, putting folks up there. Sort of like a television show, I guess. Ronald Reagan, who came from TV, started the State of the Union tradition of shout-outs to the balcony. For example, when he honored Larry Skudnik, who dove into the cold Potomac River. I'd forgotten his story until I saw the clip. Dove into the Potomac to save a woman. Listen to this.
And we saw the heroism of one of our young government employees, Lenny Skutnik, who, when he saw a woman lose her grip on the helicopter line, dived into the water and dragged her to safety.
Pretty cool. George Herbert Walker Bush in 1990 thanked four governors, including Bill Clinton, for helping them reach education goals.
Enormous cooperation from the nation's governors
And if I might, I'd like to say I'm very pleased that Governor Gardner and Governor Clinton, Governor Branstad, Governor Campbell, all of whom were very key in these discussions, these deliberations, are with us here tonight.
How about that? Speaking of Clinton, he recognized civil rights leader Rosa Parks in 1999 in this address.
For most of us alive today, in a very real sense, this journey began 43 years ago when a woman named Rosa Parks sat down on a bus in Alabama and wouldn't get up. She's sitting down with the First Lady tonight, and she may get up or not as she chooses.
I love that. And President Obama added an element in his 2014 address where he would find folks that were faces, basically, of his legislation. Some of you suggested Trump do that tonight on the tax cut. Here's what Obama did with it.
A pre-existing condition used to mean that someone like Amanda Shelley, a physician's assistant and single mom from Arizona, couldn't get health insurance. But on January 1st, she got covered. On January 3rd, she felt a sharp pain. On January 6th, she had emergency surgery. Just 1 week earlier, Amanda said, and that surgery would have meant bankruptcy. That's what health insurance reform is all about.
I'd love to have a few of those folks back now and talk about how it hasn't worked out so good. But the point is, you can use it for examples of your policies. And I think that'd be fabulous to have some folks up there that would be pointed out that are, you know, again, products of the tax reform legislation. Love it. What do you want to hear from the president tonight? 800-228-0550. Michelle in Columbus, what do you want to hear?
Yes, I would like to hear President Trump say, as a federal mandate over the states, short, sweet, and simple, that the government is out of the economic development business. It's turned over to private hands. We are under the law as it stands. We know what we're doing. Just turn us loose with it.
Like that, Michelle. Thank you very much. Steve Minot, your take.
I was going to talk about Heidi's vote. And it doesn't surprise me that she voted no, because she's kind of living up to her Nazi roots, I think.
Wait a minute. Nazi roots.
Yeah, anybody that's pro-abortion, they fit right in with the Nazis, if you look at...
All right, but here's the deal. I've made the correlation before that this is our Holocaust. So I do agree that there are parallels to what's being done there, but you're specifically aligning Heidi Heitkamp to Nazi roots. I don't like her vote any more than you do. I think it's very dangerous to be calling people Nazis. You know, it's certainly appropriate to say what's happening, to suggest, even though we know by science these babies feeling pain, we're going to say it doesn't matter to us. We want the convenience of abortion to still be there. That shocks me to the core too. But I'm not going to allow you to call people something that's offensive. Just be careful with, you know, all you do there is end up harming the cause, in my mind. Jeff in McKenzie County, what do you want from Donald Trump tonight?
I want him to bring recognition to any Medal of Honor winner, because we've called upon our men and women in service for so many years now. We should not let this State of the Union speech go by each and every year without recognition to at least one Medal of Honor winner.
Amen. Amen. And maybe tie a Medal of Honor winner to what is being done and what needs to be done to better support the military. The sequestration nightmare that was invented in the Obama years that has reduced over and over and over again proper funding for our military is an assault on these people that are out there trying to defend us in a very dangerous world. And to tie the heroism of these Medal of Honor winners with an effort to get them the appropriate level of funding, I think would make some sense. But that should be a given, really, shouldn't it, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Remember when North Dakota's Medal of Honor winner was up
Clint
there not
Romichet.
Long ago? Yeah, Clint Romichet. And by the way, he's got a great book. If you haven't read his book, get his book. It's fabulous. And we've interviewed him a number of times. I'm trying to remember, how was he? Was he with the First Lady? Was he next to her? How was he recognized? You remember?
I don't remember, no. I know he was recognized, but I don't remember the details.
Yeah, I remember him standing up. I just can't remember how it was all it came to be. I think it might have been from President Obama. I don't know, but it's a good suggestion, Jeff. Absolutely, 100% good one. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Carol in Southwest North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Well, I'm disgusted, but I would like to go one step farther. I think all of our military should be recognized. All of these guys and women are putting their lives on the line. But I called about my phone call to HICAMP's office yesterday, and I got told almost verbatim what a couple of gentlemen callers ago said, that it's the woman's choice. And I said to him, does she realize that she is allowing the murder of her future constituents? And he had nothing to say. Nothing.
So did you get the sense this person who was answering the phone, you're calling and suggesting how you'd like Senator Heitkamp to vote, and they were like sort of debating you, arguing about it with you?
No, he just said, well, she believes that it's up to the woman and the doctor. It has nothing. I said, but she's murdering her future constituents. Doesn't she realize that?
And you got a big pause, huh?
I got hung up on.
Oh, hung up on. Interesting. That's an interesting way to treat constituents.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
But no, when you were talking this morning, I did not know about her high-fiving Schumer, but it's just disgusting. But you have a good day.
That might be one of the most politically stupid things Heidi Heitkamp has ever done. Moments after that vote to go over and high-five Chuck Schumer, I don't get it. And folks, watch it for yourself if you don't think it is. We're going to talk more about that next hour, but yeah. Carol, I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Tom in Grand Forks, you're next.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Great, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I think that President Trump ought to play a clip of Barack Obama stating that how he's going to have the most open and honest administration in the United States history. I think that would be a great lead-in. Thank you.
Maybe double over laughing right after it or something? Presidents don't usually use visuals and things in the State of the Union, but it's Donald Trump. He spent some time on TV, maybe. So we're going to go to Mobridge, South Dakota here, and I'm not sure of your first name. Help me with that.
Bill.
Bill it is?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
I just got a quick comment. I'm gonna come up this summer and work for the Republican candidate, whoever it is. And my message is, let's all get together and abort Heidi.
Yeah, see, there again, okay, Bill, like I said to a caller earlier, you know, when you go to that level of rhetoric, I think you lose people. You don't gain people to your side, right? Just the word abortion itself is offensive to me, and talking about aborting someone who's alive is offensive to me. I'm with you in disagreeing vehemently with how she votes on this, how she voted last night, how she's handled this. But I would never in 1,000 years think it's a good idea to say, well, let's abort, you know, her because of that vote. I just think, you know, it's...
We could abort a term, term.
I don't like, I honestly, I just want the, I want the show as much as possible to be at a different level. And
exactly.
You know, it's fine to disagree, but when you get to that level of name calling, I really honestly believe that you will have less people agreeing with your position than you will attract people to your position. So even though I agree with you on the issue, I just think we can bring it up a notch. Okay. All right. Another segment where we get a chance to find out what you want Donald Trump to say. We'll also deal with an awkward moment. Coming up from the past State of the Union. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tanny's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Apache, the good folks that know what there is to know about spraying and then some. You want a businessman sprayer? You want an Apache sprayer? You want a team that knows spraying like anything? You need support from guys who know spray application? Well, nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. The tips, the parts, the service, the full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including the Apache self-propelled sprayers that hold their value. Wow, did they get it done. They're in the field when your neighbors are not. High Plains Apache, Mandan, south of Fargo and Frontier. Call them at 663-2375 at Mandan. Stop and see them at either location or online at highplainsapache.com. All right, I got a pile of texts I want to get to, and also want to hear from you on what you want to hear from Donald Trump tonight. You're at the table. You got a seat at that table. What do you recommend he say tonight? What would you urge him not to say? What's going to get you off the couch to say, yes, thank you, somebody said it? What is it tonight? I want to know. 800-228-0550. And what do you expect from the audience? Remember the unexpected moment when Joe Wilson, a representative from South Carolina, I believe, who I've interviewed a few times, called out Barack Obama in his 2009 State of the Union address on something. Remember? Roll that.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal. Not true.
You lie. Way back there when he's talking about something we're still battling over. Illegal immigrants. I'd like Donald Trump to have some clarity on this tonight. And for the American people that are watching, that are trying to sort all this out, explain why the Democratic Party is so enamored with illegal immigrants and sanctuary cities. And please explain that to people. Do you know why that is? Do you know why they do what they do on illegal immigrants? They see them as voters. This is the only way they survive politically, folks. Texter says, I'd like the president to remind those in that room that we've entrusted them to be mature adults. Put aside personal interest, make the hard decisions, to rein in frivolous spending, and abide by the law equally, regardless of religion, sex, or race. They are people serving the people. That's their priority. Serving the people is their priority, not their own popularity or re-election campaigns. Facebook listener says, she's a Democrat. What more need to be said? You morons in the Red River Valley voted her in. We got a lot of name-calling going on today, Todd. Have you noticed that? There's, we're throwing around all kinds of, you know, a little vitriol here today. Now, morons in the Red River Valley voted Heidi Heitkamp in. And by the way, factually, there is some truth to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's... Yeah, I don't know.
But
how you,
we don't need to say morons. We don't need to call them morons.
Well, okay,
but
it was the Red River Valley then.
Connie in Braddock, what's on your mind?
It was the Ten Commandments that I said I would really like to get the Ten Commandments back in, and have Donald Trump say something about that. That we need to get back to the basics in life and abide by the God-given rules instead of the rules that people think that they need to have. I think our world would be a much better thing. We wouldn't have to worry about abortion. We wouldn't have to worry about all this crap that's going on right now. I don't approve of what's going on, and I fear for my grandchildren, the people that are coming up, because they aren't going to know any different. Of what's happening.
Can you imagine the hue and cry if Donald Trump got up and read the Ten Commandments tonight? The separation of religion and state is gone, like it was ever there at first.
And the thing is hey, but that's the thing, though. If those were the first rules and those were the first laws that were given to us in our lifetime. And they've been taken away, or not been taken away, but they've been put on the wayside. They put in a back burner and just let's sit there to rot is basically what it is. And, I really, when I was listening to you this morning, I thought, my goodness, you know, what's happening here?
Well,
and I
can tell you,
there'd be more and more people that could do something. You know, we're just peons. We're little people. But if we can get Donald Trump, I have to say, he's working so hard. I feel so sorry for that man. And he is so strong. I don't know how long he's going to be able to stay strong the way he is. And what he has to go through. I said, I would just love to give that man a hug and say, you know what? You're doing the right thing. And if you have to die a martyr, Well, then I guess we're all going to have to die martyrs, the ones that believe in what's going, that should be going on.
Love your passion, Connie. A lot of common sense in beautiful Emmons County. Thanks for the call today, okay?
Yes, and you take care. Thank you, Nell.
Call again. Mark on the road real quick. Got 20 seconds for you, Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, I'd like to see some states' rights come back. The federal government needs to be reminded that they get that power from the states, and that what isn't mandated to the feds should be left to the states, and I think they've definitely overstepped their bounds.
Maybe he could bring a copy of the Declaration of Independence up there, or the Constitution, and kind of go through some basics. Show the 10th Amendment off a little bit. Wouldn't that be nice?
I'm sure it would be new information to several of those representatives.
Exactly right. More on this. Leonard and Wilson, you're next. Don't go away. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.